something were to blow up, a building would
explode.
What would you say where the pieces went?
Fragments. Oh, they went.
How would you express their travel?
Can't hear you.
Sky high.
Oh, sky high.
Okay. All right. And if I were to fall this way, this would be falling
forward
and that way
backward.
Alrighty. And words of parting. What are some, have you seen?
Goodbye. Adios. See you.
Okay. Any more?
Farewell. God be with you. Va adios.
Okay. That's great. And one more I wanted to spend a little more time on is on a short distance. If you're traveling all day and you're just a few miles away, you'd say it's...
Nearly there.
Okay.
Soon.
Okay, so that's great. Any parting words? Maybe you could describe just briefly what you do in an average working day when I'm not here bothering you.
I get up first thing in the morning and radio on three different... nets. I get in Wyoming weather net, the Colorado weather net, and then on to a 12th region net. On Saturdays, I get on at 9 o'clock on the emergency communication net. And Sundays, there's a cowboy net. There's a, we get breakfast, and in the summertime, I work pull weeds and work in the garden. I crochet, I knit, I quilt, I sew, and tat, and...
What's tatting?
There's a shuttle that you... did you see that doily on the organ over there? Mm-hmm. That is tatting. It's an art that's nearly lost. I'm trying to teach different ones. Of course, some people do, but it is an art that's nearly lost.
So what was it, what have I interrupted today by being here?
Making some rhubarb marmalade.
What do you put in with the rhubarb? Do you put anything, any other fruit?
Oranges in? And lemon juice and walnuts, sugar. It's not made with sugar gel. It's an old time recipe.
Do you ever use strawberries with that?
No, I make a strawberry jam, but I.